Broadcasting from the David Price IMAX Center Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville.
Sell the second oyster just around the corner from our good friends at the Omni. Omni Nashville Hotel. Brad Powers in Las Vegas joins us this hour every Friday. Brad, how you been, man?
Excellent. How you doing on this fine Friday morning?
Very, very good. First question here. Actually, we're going to jump ahead because we do not have to respect the next weekend. Jason says, what's the line? He says early line. There's been a line out for a long time. But is there a new line or a refreshed line on the Iron Bowl, Alabama Auburn?
Yeah, last I looked, it was 24, but I'll get you a fresh one here in just about 30 seconds. But obviously, that's a little significantly different than what it was when we bet, you know, when they released the line. It's called College Game of the Year lines, and they're released in the summer. At that particular point, Alabama was right around a 10-point favorite. But right now, looking at it, Alabama, 24.5-point favorite in the Iron Bowl. That is your updated number.
Good Lord. It's been bet up that far. How about
that?
Yeah,
and keep in mind, it's a smaller market, and the bookmakers after each week adjust. But, I mean, it makes sense, Bill. I'm just looking at my power ratings as far as what my adjustments have been. And I have Alabama about 9.5 points better than where I had them at the start of the season. And you know, maybe it's a little short as far as I'm concerned. I have Auburn about 9 points lower than what I had at the start of the season. So I got about an 18.5-point adjustment, although I don't think I had it at 10 early in the season. But, yeah, I think the number, the 24.5, even though it's a big rivalry game, I think it's justified in this instance.
Good stuff there. You hear that, Greg? Right now, Alabama would be favored by 24. Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. I was just telling Greg that. He was bringing me some rub, meat rub right here. Anyways, it's a long story. Don't worry about it, Brad. I got a bunch of these here for you. Randy says, don't forget, and he's down on his Hokies. He's a big Hokie fan, and they get Miami. And he says, I'm not sure I'm going to watch this thing. I may have to just go clean my gutters. You got a feel for that game.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about adjustments since the start of the season.
Yeah.
I have both of these teams, you know, power rated, you know, well more than a touchdown lower than what I had at the start of the season. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, this game was supposed to decide the ACC Coastal, and to have neither one of these teams have any significant chance to win that division. I mean, we're talking the ACC Coastal here, not the Big Ten East, the ACC Coastal. I mean, it's incredibly disappointing. I mean, Miami, since that 10-0 start last year, they're 3-10 against the spread in their last 13 games. I mean, Virginia Tech, for the analytics guys out there, last week gave up 13.9 yards per play against Pittsburgh last week. That's the most in any game in college football in at least the last 15 years. Not sure I can trust either team in this instance, but you know, the money's been on Miami this week. It was on Miami also last week, and at the current number of 6, I will have, Southern Steak and Oyster on Virginia Tech now at the current number of 6. I was going to say John Daly's Pizza, but at 6, getting a full touchdown, I'll take the Hokies.
Beast is wanting to know about tonight's Memphis-SMU game. He says, does Memphis cover the 7? Is that the number right now?
7.5, and let's just quickly, you know, say, you know, when you're talking key numbers, 3 and 7 are very key, and you can shop around. But, yeah, I see 7.5 pretty much across the board. The money's come in on SMU in the last 24 hours, and I agree with it. This, to me, is another Southern Steak and Oyster type of play. We'll have some kitchen notes here, I promise you, and some Bob's Steakhouse. What I see is an SMU team playing their best football of the season. And kudos to them, because you start looking who they lost to at the start of the season, you know, Michigan, North Texas team, even though at that time was playing really good football. TCU was up in the mix there. They lost in overtime to the Cincinnati team, lost to UCF. Those are five pretty good losses. So I think SMU looking for a bowl berth here with one extra win. I'll take them at home, especially getting what we call in Vegas the hook, that key extra half point. Give me the ponies.
Yeah, you're getting 7.5. Now, let me ask you this. And he said I have to go to work, so he wants me to tweet him what you said. And I'm doing that as we speak. But my question would be, if he got this at 7, what would your advice be? Because the hook is a big deal.
Yeah, I'd still have SMU. I got the number at 6. And some people out there, well, that's not big of a difference as far as points. It's all about the points, and especially 7 being a key number. I wouldn't, you know, start leaning towards the Memphis side unless the number got below 6.
Okay. Gotcha. Because I don't know, sometimes when somebody tweets in, we don't know, maybe they got it early in the week and they're just asking, or it might not match up with what he had. So I explained it for him. Jim down in West Palm wants to know, and he and his daughter's driving 6 hours up to Tallahassee to watch FSU and Boston College. What do you think there?
Yeah, I think the number is about right. And right now the current number has Boston College about a 1.5-point road favorite. They've only been favored one other time ever in their matchups against Florida State. That's when Matty Ryan was the quarterback for him back, you know, around a decade ago. Just in this particular case, I would prefer to pass, but I'll give out, if people need pizza money, some John Daly's pizza money on the game. I guess I'd much rather have Boston College, who's been a little more consistent this year, but with a quarterback that's banged up. And I get it, Florida State, you know, we'll see how motivated they are. I know a lot of people are talking about the 37, you know, years straight getting to a bowl game. We'll see how important that is to that program in this particular instance. You know, this is a slice of John Daly's pizza on Boston College. There's just too many moving parts and moving variables for me to have a significant bet here.
Some guy named Robin the 210 has a question. You ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah.
He says, ask about the total in the South Alabama and UL Lafayette game.
All right. I love Rob. Always going way off the board. Not only a Sun Belt, but a Sun Belt total on the South Alabama, UL Lafayette. And now I got to look and see what my particular number is. Yeah, I'm leaning towards more on the underside, and a lot of the worry is South Alabama's offense. I'm not sure can put up some points. Their quarterback, Evan Orr, doubtful for this one. Lafayette does have a very powerful offense, but they've been focusing more on the running game as of late. And you look at the last week, they had a couple running backs top 100 rushing yards. So I'm going to lean with the under, and as far as the strength, we'll go kitchen notes under the total, under 64.5.
Here's a question that I think we've talked about, Brad. Jeff Chu, big Alabama fan, he says, with the Iron Bowl line at 24.5, ask Brad, what's the biggest Iron Bowl spread of all time? I think you've told me this.
Yeah, you know what? It was just a couple years ago. I'll look back through my notes here real quick.
He said 11 or 12, maybe. 2011 or 12?
No. Yeah, I think Alabama's been more than that recently. 17.5 in 2016. Nope, it's not. 2012, get this, Bill. This one's not going to be broken, I don't think. Alabama was a 34.5-point favorite at home against Auburn, 2012.
I don't remember that. For some reason, I don't remember. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, Alabama on their way to another national championship, and that was
right.
That you know, what was it, 3-9 for Auburn that year? So I guess it makes extent you know, sense to a certain extent there.
2012, you said 34.5.
Yeah, 34.5 was the spread in 2012.
Oh my boy! Do you remember that?
Roll Tide, 49-0.
God. Oh, me. I had forgotten all about that. Now, I remember the game. I just didn't remember the spread.
Yeah, that.
Wow.
I don't think that'll be broken anytime soon.
No. No, I don't see that happening either. All right. Hey, Brad's with us. Brad, take us to the break by telling everybody about Brad Power Sports.
Yeah, go to bradpowersports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. That's the Bill King tab. Once you click on that tab, download past issues of my newsletter just to check it out, hey, and see what I'm all about here. If you want a Vegas take on the college football scene, you get a game write-up on every single college football game, game write-up on every single NFL game. I know we don't talk the pros here, but let's talk about the records. And I've said this probably for a month straight. Hey, it's not sustainable. We're going to, you know, come back to reality maybe a little bit. Hasn't been the case. Maybe the reality is we're just going to have a really, really, really good season, because in the last 10-plus weeks, best bets, 71%. Not straight up. That would be about what the usually is when you're picking a favorite to win the game straight up. 71% against the spread. That's the run the last 2.5 months in football. But don't buy it for the picks. Buy it for the information. And you get an email to you all the way through the Super Bowl. It's $59. Emailed weekly. Every single college, every single NFL game. Go to bradpowersports.com. Click on the Bill King tab, top of the page.
Southern State Northeastern, our location today, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries on Antioch Pike at Richards Road. A wreck on Franklin has two lanes blocked on I-65 North at Cool Springs Boulevard. I-65 through Metro is slowing. Still clearing a wreck on State Route 1 under the I-24 overpass that has packed Northern Murfreesboro Pike. Are you out of shape? Want more confidence while learning real self-defense skills? Call the Academy of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu at 615-945-6501 for life-changing results. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Tennessee, who do you meet? When you're working for a mover and shaker with strong ties to our community, who are they? When you encounter a group of people eager to roll up their sleeves, who are you most likely to work with? Answer: men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Taking the initiative, being a good teammate, sacrificing personal glory for the greater good. These are qualities we expect of our leaders, and they're all being cultivated in the high schools right here in Tennessee. Question: so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer: high school sports.
This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And now our friends at Corey's Trucking and Services are reminding motorists to slow down this football season, keep an eye out for kids and families, and always designate a driver. This tip is from Corey's Trucking and Services. For the best in residential or commercial excavating, land clearing, site prep, sloping, major grading, and all your trucking needs, trust Corey's Trucking and Services. Call today at 615-924-2494. Corey's Trucking and Services. Going the extra mile for the safety of kids. They're people who care.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and what a finish at Martinsville. Joey Logano door-to-door with Martin Truex Jr. The 22 goes to victory lane and is in the final four at Homestead. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Joey Logano, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Cloudy this morning, rain possible, 42 the high. Rain this evening, a low 36. More rain Thursday, high 41. Tapering off the clouds Thursday night. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR. NSR.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
Southern Steak and Oyster, right in the same neighborhood with the Omni Nashville Hotel. Brad Powers out in Vegas with us. Brad, major moves. He's a big West Virginia fan, but his question is about Texas and Iowa State at Darrell K. Royal Stadium.
Yeah, and right now Texas got a little bit of money yesterday. The line went from being up to 2.5 to 3 EV. And let me just first explain that, what minus 3 EV is. That means that you don't have to pay any of the VIG. And what's the VIG? Normally when you got to make a bet, you got to lay 110 to win 100. So yeah, $110 to win 100. That's the dastardly bookies taking their 10% there on any bet. But at this particular instance, if you want to bet Texas at 3, $100 wins you $100. So no VIG on this one. Here's what I see. And I got another game where a lot more question marks than answers, at least as far as I'm concerned. Obviously, Iowa State's running back David Montgomery's out in the first half for that one. Does that move the needle too a lot? No, but it might be worth a half a point. And on the flip side, I'm a little bit worried about Texas's energy level. Here's one for you. Texas, the last six games, all six decided by 7 points or less. And quite frankly, I think this is another game that really comes down to the wire. Field goal type of game. John Daly's pizza lean on a Longhorns.
West Virginia in Stillwater. There's a couple games that I'm saying watch out. That's one, West Virginia in Stillwater, and they're 5-5. And then the other one is Michigan State going to Nebraska. If I'm Sparty, you better be careful there. Now, you circumstantially may totally disagree. Take both of those and tell me where the appeal is.
Yeah, and I'm actually with you on both of them. First one is more of a slider lean on Oklahoma State. I just think that's one of the square picks of the week as far as, Oklahoma was just laying 20 against Oklahoma State, and now I can, with West Virginia only lay 5.5. I just think that'll be a pros versus Joes type of game where the pros will be on the home dog, Oklahoma State. The Joes will want to take West Virginia. Brad Powers will be on the side with the pros there, taking Oklahoma State. Although I'm a little worried. I mean, how do they pick themselves back off the mat after coming one play short against their rival last week? That's why it's not Bob Steakhouse for me. But we'll go kitchen notes, Oklahoma State. But I'll go Bob. Speaking of Bob Steakhouse, we'll go Bob Steakhouse on the Cornhuskers. Although it's a lower line. Michigan State's only a 1.5-point road favorite, but I just like the way Nebraska's playing here. How about this? Last seven games for the Huskers, they've topped 450 yards of offense, all seven. That's the first time in school history for them. Not the Tommy Frazier teams, not Scott Frost when he's a quarterback, not Turner Gill, Mike Rozier. This year's Nebraska team putting up historic numbers, at least moving the football on offense. And obviously Nebraska is also better than their 3-7 record. I mean, 0-4 in games decided by 5 points or less. Sooner or later, it'll turn. It better turn around here if I have the Huskers. I just don't think Michigan State can keep up. They're only averaging 22 points per game on offense. I don't think they can keep pace. Give me Nebraska outright over Sparty.
Bob, you have told us many times you're not built to be laying a ton of points in a ball game, 30, 40 points, 48 points, whatever. So here's my question. The SEC, and I've seen you tweet about this, lots of teams are kicking tomato cans this weekend, right? You got you got Alabama Citadel, you've got Georgia UMass, you got Florida Idaho, so on and so forth. Are any of those games appealing with really big numbers?
Wow. I'll dive into them more today just because there's only one book in the world pretty much right now that has lines on those, and I just can't get to them yet. So, but there'll be plenty of books starting, the thing is, they get worried, and when the books are worried, and they don't put up lines, that means there's opportunity to make some money. And while I'm not, you know, hugely familiar, in fact, the one FCS team I'm really familiar with this week is actually Colgate. I've gotten, unbelievably, of all the radio shows I've done, I've gotten, like, several questions about the Colgate-Army game more than anything. But, you know, just I would say past history says in the FCS versus FBS games, I'd take the Citadel against Alabama. Nick Saban doesn't routinely like to run it up. And I'm getting 52 big ones with a team that runs the option and works the clock. I would prefer the Citadel there. In the other big line games involving two FBS teams, believe it or not, I mean, the money has come in on the big dogs in this one. And clearly when you're betting them earlier in the week, that's all professional money. So Rice against LSU took some money earlier in the week. That line was 44, 45. Now it's down to 42. And LSU, the last 12 times they've been favored by 40 or more, they're only 2-10 against the number. Similar to with Auburn. Auburn, their last 15 times they've been favored by 3 touchdowns or more, have only covered 2 of them. So there's a lot of question marks around I would say the motivation to blow someone out. And one, also one of the bigger moves was Georgia-Massachusetts. That line was like 44. It's down to 41. So UMass took some money there. I'll say be very, very careful backing these big favorites in this one, especially almost all these teams have big rivalry games on deck. I mean, if you gave me $100, Bill, and said, hey, you know, spread it around, you know, place five individual $20 bets, I would almost take the big dog in all 5 or 6 of these matchups here that are involving, you know, the big, huge point spreads. I'd prefer to take the dog this week in those SEC games.
Now, I don't know if this will even be possible, but the whole take Alabama first half type theory, would there even be a first half opportunity against the Citadel?
Yeah, I'm not sure they're going to put that one up. Although, I mean, if they want action, the problem is the action they've taken, the books have lost because obviously Alabama's still 10-0
right,
in the first half line. If I'm guessing it's going to be way up there, you're going to have to probably lay 35 points or so in the first half if they put it up. But I'll tell you what, I'll tweet that out. If it ever gets posted, I'll tweet that number out.
I got Alabama minus 35 first half. God almighty. I mean, they could be up 50 at half, I guess. But, I mean, boy, that's crazy. I mean, it definitely have to be John Daly's pizza money, I would think, on that one. Wow.
Yeah, I would say that. But, I mean, 10-0, don't get in front of these streaks. And a lot of it because the streak makes sense, especially with this year's Alabama team. You know, get out early and get 2 out of the football game and run your typical offense and then sit on the ball in the second half. So it makes pretty much sense why they're sitting there at 10-0. But, yeah, this will be the biggest point spread you'll be laying in that first half than what you've had all season.
Markham's got a couple here as we take it to the bottom of the hour. He's got San Diego State at Fresno and also Tulsa and Navy.
All right, love it. And I would say these were 2 games that I identified that were possible Bob Steakhouse, but more Southern Steak and Oyster for me. And the money's been on Navy this week. You know, Navy desperate need of a win here. The Middies are about a 6-point home favorite. I would have more of a Southern Steak and Oyster on Navy minus the 6, but I'll tell you what, I'll give you a Bob's. I like the over there. I think Navy's offense is due for a breakout. On the flip side, Tulsa's offense is a spread attack. Likes to throw the football. That's something Navy doesn't see, at least in practice each and every week. Bob Steakhouse over 52.5, Tulsa Navy. And the other game, the big money came in on San Diego State early in the week. I have an additional newsletter. It's called the Sunday Night Owl Report. San Diego State was on that report getting 15 against Fresno State. I love playing teams like San Diego State off a big upset loss because you'll get full focus after they lost as a 24-point favorite last week, especially Rocky Long. Lower scoring game. Didn't think, you know, that it's going to be tough for Fresno State to get margin when you got a total of around 42. Right now, though, because it crossed through what we go, another key number of 14, to me, that's more of a Southern Steak and Oyster play on San Diego State plus 13.5.
Bottom of the hour here. I tell you what, I was going to tease it for the audience, but I'm not even going to do that. I'm just going to come out. We've got Yankee Stadium. We've got the Fighting Irish sitting at 10-0, well in playoff contention. I thought they were more like 10-2 this year, not maybe 9-3, not 10-0 sitting where they're sitting right now. Anyways, and the last number I saw, Brad, and you'll freshen it up, was Notre Dame minus 10, Yankee Stadium, Syracuse. Ian Book apparently is a go. What do you think?
Yeah, 10's pretty much the consensus number. If you shop really hard, you can find some 10.5s out there, but that's just a few books in Vegas. Most of the offshore places have this game at 10 now. I'm on Bob Steakhouse on the orange here in this one. This was the one game that I was worried, forget the point spread, I was worried as Notre Dame started this run here and obviously started overachieving as far as expectations was. This was one that I had circled maybe bad matchup. And number one, you know, Syracuse runs a lot of tempo. Notre Dame hasn't seen that too much this year as far as running those high-tempo offenses. And Syracuse does have the best offense Notre Dame's seen. Now, keep in mind, Michigan at that particular time was still trying to figure things out with Shea Patterson and whatnot. And Tariq Black was out, the wide receiver. So best offense Notre Dame's seen. Dino Babers, very motivational, emotional coach, mentions in some of these post-game celebrations and locker room speeches. He even mentions the spread a few times. So he's well aware that they're a significant dog here getting double digits. And I'll tell you, Babers 9-2 run as a dog against the spread, including 3-0 this year. Average cover this year as a dog for Syracuse, 20 points per game. And I get it, Syracuse hasn't played that tough a schedule, but I mean, give them credit. They're only two plays away from being 10-0. I mean, they lost by 4 in Death Valley, lost in overtime at Pitt. Pitt's playing really well. Ask Notre Dame about that. Give me the orange. Now, you know, in the newsletter that we have each week, we did get a better number. We got 10.5 on Syracuse, but, you know, still at 10, this is Bob Steakhouse material for me on the orange.
You think it's a possible outright loss for Notre Dame?
I'm not calling for it,
right.
I'll sprinkle in a little money line. I'll have a smaller bet on Syracuse. I do think there's a possibility. I don't think there's a possibility next week. And who would have thought that, Bill, that the last three games for Notre Dame in November, and don't worry about Florida State, don't worry about USC, Syracuse, that's the team you got to worry about.
Now, here's another angle, and then we'll get to the bottom of the hour break. Peter, and we have a few other Syracuse fans that stay in touch with the show. They obviously play in the Carrier Dome. This game is at Yankee Stadium outdoors, but they practice outdoors. But again, their games, their home games are in the Carrier Dome, so it's not like they're in those elements for their games at home. Weather-wise, and I haven't even looked, I'm sure it's going to be cold, but wind and everything else, does that favor one or the other?
Ooh, I would think it favors Notre Dame. I just do, just from the style of play. And you know, if it was a track meet in the Carrier Dome, then I'd really, really, I mean, we're talking one of my top plays of the year if I was catching double digits, but obviously you got to adjust for the home field advantage at that point for Syracuse. Weather's not, I mean, obviously if it was played today, it'd be a factor because right now, 20-mile-an-hour winds, it snowed last night, and it's only 37 degrees. But tomorrow, the weather's not that big of a deal. It's going to be in the mid-40s. It's going to be sunny. Wind's not going to be that big of an issue. So yeah, it hasn't affected the total. I'll tell you, Bill, everyone's been betting the over, in fact, on this one. You look at the total, it's up to 65. It was like 62 earlier in the week.
We'll get to break here. Let me tell everybody about your ticket needs, and that's PrimoSeats.com. PrimoSeats.com for all your ticket needs. And remember, use the name Bill Isking. Bill Isking. That gets you 5% off. Put that name in the promo code box, and you get a discount. 5%. It's tickets to any game, any sport, college, pro, any season, any time. Doesn't matter where it's at. Tickets, PrimoSeats.com. And also, Remember, concerts included as well. Primo seats for all your ticket needs. We're at the Southern Steak and Oyster. More Brad Bowers in Vegas. Handicapping, Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries on Antioch Pike at Richards Road. That wreck in Franklin has been moved to the right shoulder on I-65 northbound at Cool Springs Boulevard. I-24 is congested at the eastern I-40 split and north of the 440 Parkway. The 440 is jammed from Murphy Road to 21st Avenue. Woodmont and Hillsboro Pike are also packed. Make a living with a career that makes a difference. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career options. Aim high, the United States Air Force. Log on to airforce.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-755-6390. That's 800-755-6390. 800-755-6390.
Innsworth is a kindergarten through 12th grade coeducational independent school located on two campuses in Nashville, Tennessee. The school incorporates a nurturing community with a challenging program to create a unique, joyful environment where students can develop the intellectual agility, self-confidence, and discipline they need to excel. Visit our website at innsworth.com to learn more.
Nissan of Rivergate in Madison is your Nissan dealer for huge selection, huge savings, and huge trade-in allowances. For over 25 years, they've been making Middle Tennessee car buyers happy with the very best in customer service. In addition to their huge selection of new Nissans and huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, Nissan of Rivergate has award-winning service, parts, and body shops on site for your convenience. Nissan of Rivergate is located on Gallatin Road in Madison, 2 miles north of Old Hickory and 1 mile south of Rivergate Mall. Plus, you can visit them 24/7 at nissanofrivergate.com.
Saturday, it's a massive matchup in the American Conference when Cincinnati takes on UCF. Hey, how are you, folks? This is Jason Horowitz of Westwood One. Join Ryan Rackey and Derek Rackley live from Orlando for all the action. Can the Knights stay undefeated, get win number 23 in a row, or will the Bearcats pull the upset and have the inside track on the conference championship? Tune in to find out. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Coverage begins after the Vanderbilt women's game on Nashville Sports Radio.
The arena of ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 888-702-5494. The Bill King Show.
Southern Steak and Oyster. Friday edition. Just down the street from the Omni. Brad Powers out in Vegas. Nathan checking in says, ask Brad about USC and UCLA.
Yeah, I'm on the kitchen notes side on the Bruins here, catching the 3.5. I just like the energy around that program more than what's going on across town at the Coliseum in this particular instance. Let's talk about SC. I mean, I do think Clay Helton's likely gone in this instance. And all you got to do is look at last week's game. I mean, blew a two-touchdown lead when they had all the momentum. First time they lost in 15 years to Cal. I think UCLA is playing better as of late. Had a solid effort on the road against Arizona State last week. SC 7-18 against the spread last 25 games. You want to know why Helton's on the hot seat? That's one of them. And they've been terrible on the road under Helton. If you just blindly bet against USC when Clay Helton's been there, as far as the road games, you'd be 16-7 against the number. Give me kitchen notes on UCLA.
This made me think of something. And I think you and I have discussed this most every year later in the season, though. When you start having coaching either rumors that look to be pretty accurate or even coaching changes, how do you bet that? And let me give you an example. Purdue, Wisconsin. Wisconsin's underachieved. They're 6-4. At least they're not as good as we thought they would be. Purdue's favored by 4, over and under is 52. You may have a better number. There is significant news out there. Dan Dockage put it out that it was a foregone conclusion that I believe he even named the date November something, 26, something like that, that Brohm's going to take the Louisville job and go back home. How do you consider that if you're going to bet it?
Well, obviously, it's a distraction. Anytime you got to answer questions, and I think Brohm denies it and stuff, I mean, that's taking the time away from your prep. And I would think, generally speaking, it's a negative. I definitely don't want to be playing a lot of times on that team that's dealing yeah. with that. So, I mean, is it, you know, a 90% winning percentage to fade the team with coaching? I'm not sure, because a lot of times it's a case-by-case basis. A lot of times, you know, when you announce a coaching fire, if the coach is well-liked or if he's leaving, if he's well-liked, and then a lot of times you get a one-game bump. I mean, I thought Kansas played really hard for David Beatty last week, almost winning outright at Kansas State. So it's kind of a case-by-case basis. But the market's telling you in this particular instance with the Wisconsin-Purdue game that it is a distraction. It's a negative for Purdue. On the line open, Purdue favored by about 6. It's down to 4. And keep in mind, Wisconsin's won 12 straight in the series, so they're 12-0 against this current line. Why? Because they haven't lost, and now they're catching points, the Badgers. For me, I'll have kitchen notes on Wisconsin. Even though a lot of the value's gone, I'd rather have 4.5. I'd rather have, obviously, 6. But I'll have kitchen notes on Wisconsin plus the 4.
Few SEC games that aren't necessarily kicking tomato cans. UAB is 9-1, and they got to go to Texas A&M. Is there any appeal there?
You know, I'll tell you this. I think this is one game where Joe Public likes the dog. I've gotten so many questions on UAB this week because they have that very attractive 9-1 record next to their name. UAB is like 8-2 against the spread this year. So a lot of people, UAB is legit. But here's my worry. I go back to last year, and a lot of times you try to find some, you know, past history on how UAB would handle a late non-conference matchup. They didn't handle it well last year when they were doing well. I mean, they went on the road to Florida. A lot of people liked UAB in that game, a lot of pros. And what happened against a Florida team with an interim coach and a banged-up roster? UAB got run out of the building. I'm not sure they get crushed that bad in this instance. But, you know, A&M, for me, is a little bit of a bad matchup. I'm concerned about UAB's offense. They've had quarterback injury with A.J. Erdley missing the last couple of games, and they need him here because they nearly lost outright last week without him to Southern Miss at home. I'm going to come on the Texas A&M side of the 17-point spread here, but it's more John Daly's pizza variety, Texas A&M minus 17.
Tennessee, Missouri. Vols get a pretty stunning, I guess, maybe that's overplaying it, 24-7 win over Kentucky. Missouri rolls in there as, what, about a 5-point favorite?
Yeah, right around 5-6. And, you know, last week I had a Bob Steakhouse on the Volunteers. I just thought, and we even identified it, you know, a week prior. I said, hey, I don't care what happens in the Kentucky-Georgia game. I don't want Kentucky against Tennessee because I would think it'd be one of the biggest emotional letdowns, win or lose, that any team will face this season. And obviously that was the case. Now, I've said this many times this week. To me, would you rather have Tennessee plus 6 last week? And I get it, hindsight's always 20-20, but just from a numbers aspect, plus 6 last week against a Kentucky team that didn't have as much motivation, or would you rather have them getting the same kind of number this week, plus 6 against Missouri? And some will say, well, Kentucky's better than Missouri. They won at Missouri by a point, but keep in mind, in that game, you know, Missouri was more than a touchdown favorite, so that means Missouri's clearly superior. So apples to apples here, laying right around the same line in Knoxville, I just don't see as much value as I saw last week with the Volunteers. This, again, only John Daly's pizza for me. I'll take Tennessee plus 6. I much preferred to have them last week.
Do you think they're going to win out and end up 7-5? That'd be a hell of a year.
Oh, I mean, if they, I said if they just got the 6 wins, it'd be a hell of a year. Keep in mind, Tennessee's season win total is right around 5, 5.5. So anytime you know, overachieve as far as Vegas expectations, Vegas is supposed to be the great equalizer. You've had a good season, and they finished 7-5. I'd have Jeremy Pruitt in the top 10 if I was making a ballot for, you know, coach of the year. I'd have him in my top 10 at that point. So yes, if Tennessee finds a way to go 7-5, there should be a lot of optimism there in Knoxville.
Back in the spring and summer when these season totals were being posted, and you were placing a lot of bets where they hold your money, obviously, until you get the outcome, how have you done on those? I know you bet quite a few of those, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, the last 3 years, it's been about a 70% winning percentage for me. I'm not having a good year. I think it's going to be right around 50%, and that's incredibly disappointing to me because just about every single bet I made, that season win total moved a half win or even a full win. So I fully got him in front of the market, and I'm still only going to probably hit 50% at best, Bill. So, you know, a lot of guys will come on here and just talk about winners. I am not happy with what happened in my preseason this year. Got ahead of the market, but, you know, a smaller sample size, I guess anything can happen, even though you got really good numbers.
Yeah, but the regular year you're having is more than made up for that.
Oh, yeah. If you'd asked me, hey, what would you rather hit, you know, 70% in the season like I am right now the last 10 weeks or 70% on those bets, I'll take the season, you know, 10 times out of 10 and twice on Sunday.
Michigan and Indiana. It's a pretty big number. I was looking earlier at like 28.5. Is Michigan the kind of team, and we know they're a very good team, playing good ball, but are they a big number team in a game like this?
No, they're not. And a lot of people think Harbaugh is a bully, likes to run it up. He doesn't, actually. Since he took over, when Michigan's been a 21-point or more favorite, they're only 6-10 against the number. So typically, Michigan's not. And what's the motivation here? Michigan doesn't need margin, in my opinion. They just need to win out, and they'll be in the college football playoff. As far as I'm concerned, that's where they should be if they win out and win 13 games in a row. Obviously, the big game in Columbus next week, laying more than 4 touchdowns. I'll take Indiana here, and this is more kitchen notes for me. And the reason it's not a stronger one is I also think Indiana's got questionable motivation. I mean, are you going to go all in on this one when you're a 4-touchdown dog, or are you going to save a little something for Purdue next week when you need that one win against your rival to get to a bowl? So questionable motivation for both teams, and that's why it's only a kitchen notes lean on Indiana plus 28.5.
So that number is about right, 28.5.
Yep.
You got a little hook there, too. Just for cushion, right?
Got to love the hook. Look, numbers matter. I say it every week. Difference between pros and Joes. Joes bet teams. I don't care. I'll take that team. Doesn't matter what the point spread is. Pros bet numbers. You give me, it doesn't matter what any team on the board. You give me the right number, I'll either bet on them or against them, depending on the number.
That's a hell of a lesson. One more before we get a quick break. Kentucky and MTSU, they're both 7-3. Kentucky's coming off that Tennessee game we just discussed, and I've got a 16.5 here, Kentucky favored.
Yeah, the money's come in on Kentucky here, and Middle Tennessee hasn't really performed well when they had to step up in class here recently against some of the SEC teams, obviously several losers in a row against Vanderbilt. But I'll say this, Kentucky as a favorite, just when Kentucky's favored, it's as simple as this. Kentucky's 0-11 against the spread. Last 11 times they've been favored, Kentucky is 0-11. I'll tell you, I don't like to go against streaks too much. This one won't be a case where I go against it. I'll take Middle Tennessee plus the 16.5 here. I'm worried about Kentucky down the stretch of this season, what their frame of mind is after that Georgia game. I'll take kitchen notes, Middle Tennessee plus 16.5.
One more break, Brad Powers. We got a couple of other questions for him. If you have anything real quick, hashtag AskBP on Twitter, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Watch for icy patches on the road. 840 westbound lanes are closed in Franklin for the next couple hours due to clearing a vehicle fire with injuries. A wreck on the 440 Parkway headed east at West End Avenue. Right lanes are blocked. The 440 is congested from Murphy Road to 21st Avenue. I-24 is busy at the eastern I-40 split and north of 440. Also full Woodmont and Hillsboro Pike. See some of the prettiest digs in Music City fully lit aboard the Redneck Bus Christmas Light Tour. Visit redneckbus.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches, plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real Deal Italian.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station. Hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage, Mount Juliet, and the two locations in Murfreesboro. And for November, try the Founder's Special, the cheesesteak sub with a splash of teriyaki and extra cheese, along with amazing fresh-cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, y'all. I'm gonna knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
I gotta tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cut off and running in the open field, headed for the end zone.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Five-State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Cloudy this morning, rain possible, 42 the high. Rain this evening, a low 36. More rain Thursday, high 41. Tapering off the clouds Thursday night. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Did Joss on the city bed, scooter searching for his groove. Seem like the whole world.
At the Southern Steak and Oyster today. Brad Powers with us out in Las Vegas. Brad, a couple of games we'll let you run. Vandy and Ole Miss right here in the 615. I don't know if 15 people will be at the game, but what do you think?
Yeah, and the probably all Ole Miss fans wanting to go to your lovely city of Nashville. So
there you go.
Yeah, at the full three, I'm going to be on the Ole Miss side here. I can't lay the three in an SEC game with Vanderbilt, who has, you mentioned it, very limited home field advantage. I get it. Vanderbilt needs to win out to get to a bowl. Ole Miss doesn't have that carrot in front of them. And I wonder, because, you know, Ole Miss has the big game on deck in a few days on a short week against Mississippi State. To me, that might be the bigger of the two games for them. So not much here, but at full three, it's more John Daly's pizza on Ole Miss plus the three.
What about Buckeyes in Maryland in College Park?
Yeah, I'll tell you, a lot of sharps in town are on the Maryland side. I lean that way, too. I'm not strong on it like a lot of people here in town. Number one, because I'm starting to see some improvement from the Buckeyes in a few areas. I mean, they still don't look the part like a – and I worry about the Michigan game next week for them. But 14.5, we talk about the hook. I'll take Maryland in this instance because the Buckeyes have that big game against Michigan on deck. I'll take the Terps, but again, that to me is, you know, probably just get a cup of coffee at Kitchen Notes for me.
Also, Buckeyes, Michigan. What's the line on that right now?
Yeah, Michigan's a 3.5-point road favorite. That'd be the first time they've been favored in Columbus since 2004. I'll take the Buckeyes at that number. Look, I just obviously Ohio State's had Michigan's number time and time again for almost 15 years now, and to be laying more than a field goal in Columbus, yeah, it'll be interesting to see where that line falls. But at 3.5, I'll have a ticket on the Buckeyes at that number.
We'll let you run. Tell everybody one more time about Brad Power Sports.
Yeah, bradpowersports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. That's the Bill King tab at the top of the page. Once you click that, download past issues of my newsletter. You want to check and see what I'm all about. Best bets the last 10 weeks. That's 2.5 months of football action, college and pro, 55-22, 71% against the spread. We're trying to close strong here the last couple weeks of the regular season, get a game right up on every single college football game, every single pro game, and a whole heck of a lot more. BradPowerSports.com, Bill King tab, that newsletter, $59 for the rest of the season. That's regular season and postseason, $59.
Great job, man.
Right back at you, Bill. Take care.
There he is, Brad Powers, every Friday with us, giving you all the information. Man, you get his newsletter, you get it in advance. Rob, Jeff, I can't name all the people, but get that newsletter. Keep yourself nimble when it comes to this kind of stuff. Good participation today on Twitter, too. At Billis King on Twitter. I missed a couple of these. Gaston Rivera says, ask BP his thoughts on buying the hook on those key numbers. He always mentions 3, 7, 10, and 14. You know what? I should have. I've asked him that before, but I don't know his – I don't know that he does – I don't know if he endorses that. Brad's – now again, you got to be a contrarian to be good. But Brad is pretty conservative. I don't know that he does that much. Just saying. Markham, I missed you too. I don't think now we didn't get to that one. Arizona State, Oregon, we didn't get to that one either. So apologies there. Ask Brad. Hit him up on Twitter. That's right. Hit him up on Twitter, and I'm sure he'd love to respond to you. Let me just plug a few things. Obviously, this weekend, some college football to watch. It's not the greatest weekend of the year, college football-wise, but it's college football. I'm good. On Twitter, at Billis King. Don't forget about a couple of events. The following Saturday, a week from tomorrow, we'll be at Barlines at the Omni watching the Ohio State-Michigan game. If you happen to be around and you want to drop by, we'll be hanging out there. Music City Todd will be there. Then December 19th is our commitment show, party, whatever you want to call it. There will be an open bar for breakfast for those so inclined. That part can't be free. The breakfast we serve you will be free. Coming in from out of town, we can get you a great rate at the Omni, $149, which is an incredible rate at the Omni. Ridiculously low rate at the Omni. Many of you are taking advantage of that. If you're just going to drive on in because it's within distance, fine. You do not need a ticket to come in. You don't have to get a room if you're just driving up and back real quick. And, again, we're going to feed you breakfast. No catch, no hidden hidden trick, not at all. We just want you in there, man, and we're going to feed you a breakfast. All for free. Going to be fun, man. Going to be fun. Yeah, they're pointing out that the 2012 Auburn game and Alabama game, 34.5 was the number. And it was, what, 49-0. Gene Chizik's last game. Jeff up in Chicago pointed that out. Butch says Bill could have scored 100 that day. That was a decent Bama team, too. Just kind, you know. Just a decent one. At CrazyCharlie615, doing a fantastic job back at the mothership at WNSR. And follow him for all his sports expertise. Hockey, pro sports, college football, you name it. He's into it. At CrazyCharlie615. At Bill is King. Jason here on site with us, doing a good job. Tin Cup on site with us at the Southern, doing a good job. For you Ole Miss fans coming in to the 615, get by the Omni, get by the Southern, enjoy some of the ambiance in both places. You won't regret it. Lodge Pop,